The second stage of the Leil HaSeder is Urchatz, where we wash our hands before eating the karpas. The Shulchan Aruch in Sim Tafayin Gimel Se'if Vav says, Noteli Azav L'tzorech Tibur Rishon, that you wash your hands for the first dipping, V'lo Yivarech Al HaNetila, and you don't say the bracha of Al Netila Yadayim. But in actual fact, the Torah brings down a machloket Rishonim as to whether or not you should say a bracha. According to the Gaonim and Rashi, one should say a bracha of Al Netila Yadayim, even though one's not eating bread. But this is Netila Yadayim for Davashe Tibulo B'mashke, something which has been dipped in a liquid, and which can therefore become tamei. One has to wash one's hands and therefore say a bracha. And that's also the view of the Vilna Gaon. But other Rishonim say not to say a bracha, and in practice the general minhag is not to. A question that comes up is who should do the Netilat Yadayim? Many Yahagadot, it says that the leader of the Seder washes their hands, whereas in other Haggadot, it indicates that everybody should wash their hands. So there do seem to be different minhagim as far as this is concerned. The Mordechai and the Abu Draham say that everybody should wash their hands. On the other hand, if you look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Yud Tetz, if Gimel, he says, Achakach Yichatz Yadav, after Kiddush, then he washes his hands, V'lo Yivarech Alehem, without making bracha of Al Netilat Yadayim and Menagvan, and then dries them, V'choteich Min HaKarpas L'atzmo L'chol B'nei Veito, then cuts up the karpas and shares it with himself and the other members of the family. So it's Yirchatz Yadav, he's clearly referring to the Bal HaBayit, or the Orech HaSeder, whoever's leading the Seder, washes their hands, and that's sufficient. And there are other sources as well that indicate it's only the person leading the Seder who washes their hands. Why do we have these two different practices? It might depend on what really is the reason for washing our hands at Urchatz. According to some poskim and rishonim, it's because of davar shetibulo b'mashke, something which is dipped in a liquid needs netilat yadayim, in which case everybody should do it. Other poskim point out that nowadays we don't usually wash our hands for davar shetibulo b'mashke, so it must be the reason why we're doing it on Seder night is because of hakeira, so that the children will see and they'll notice something very strange and special is going on tonight and they'll pay more attention, in which case it's sufficient that just the Bal HaBayit should wash his hands. The next stage is the karpas, and we have a machloket in the poskim about how much karpas one should eat. The Shulchan Aruch says you take pachot mikazayit, you take less than a kazayit, meaning that there's no need to have a kazayit because it's only for a heker, it's only to stimulate the attention of the children. However, the Rambam in Perek Chet of Hilchot says, V'ochel kazayit, you have to eat a kazayit. It seems that the Rambam is of the opinion any mitzvah to do with achila, you have to do with a kazayit. Here there's a chiyuv of achila, so you have to have a kazayit. Whereas the other Rishonim hold that, no, it's not really a chiyuv of achila. It's doing something for some sort of heker. Whilst the Shulchan Aruch says to take less than a kazayit, the Maharil certainly says that one should be makpid to take less than a kazayit and not to have a kazayit. Why? Because if you have a kazayit, then you get into the question of a bracha achrona. Do you need to say a borei nefashot afterwards? And then there's a whole machloket rishonim, because according to some rishonim, the karpas is really a prelude to the meal, and it's part of the meal, and therefore it's covered by Birkat HaMazon, in which case a borei nefashot on the karpas would be a bracha levatala, whereas others hold, no, it's not really anything to do with the meal at all, and therefore, if you eat a kazayit, you need your own bracha achrona, it needs its own bracha achrona of borei nefashot, and it's not covered by the Birkat HaMazon. So because we've got a safek, better not to put yourself in that safek, seeing as we don't hold, like the Rambam, that you need to eat a kazayit in anyhow, then why bother and eat a kazayit. However, the Chazon Ish and Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Lichtenstein, they all did eat a kazayit, and the Mishnah Brura Paskins That even in that case where you've eaten a kazayit, you shouldn't say a bracha achrona. We've got a principle of safek brachot lahakel. When you're in a doubt as to whether or not you should say a bracha, we are generally lenient about it. So the general minhag is not to eat a kazayit and therefore not to have to say a bracha achrona. But it can happen. So it's a late start to the seder. You might have people around the table who are really hungry and getting fractious. They want to eat something, otherwise they're not going to enjoy participating in the market. So then it might be a good idea to let them eat a kazayit, and then they'll that'll keep them going for a while till the meal, and then they'll be able to eat the meal still a leteavon with a good appetite. Ad kan.